and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I am your co-host, Brian Brown. We are in frigid Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Check local listings where you are, but here a little bit chilly today, Mike.
Winter. It's just fall, but it feels like winter.
It does. Now, I don't want to imply that it's cold in here. In the B.B. McKinney Studios,
it's never
it is
cold.
Warm. It is inviting. It is festive, as always.
Festive?
Yeah, well, the holiday season is upon us. It actually, Pat's, when this airs, I think this particular podcast is airing in the December timeframe. And so Thanksgiving passed, Christmas program coming up. We're panicking now as ministers of music.
Bit.
A little panicked.
Yep.
The soprano has a cold,
yes.
And all of these things. The kids, we're worried about all that. But
yeah.
Exciting time of year.
It is. And a busy time of the year for the church musician. It's almost difficult to put into words how much stress and strain the Christmas season can be on a music ministry of a church, because it not only in many places has a production expression like the big Christmas program weekend, whatever, and that's different church to church. But very often in the Christmas season, Sunday school parties, other gatherings,
yep.
concerts, programs, and a lot of these people that lead these ministries have children and families
sure.
that have Christmas programs.
School.
And, I'm no longer on staff of a church officially. I am a worship leader at one of our churches, but I'm doing three adult Sunday school programs
right.
myself
right.
over the Christmas season this year, and I'm not even on staff. So
some of our
busy.
Listeners are probably thankfully past their program and relaxed, but the other ones know exactly what we're talking
yes.
about. And even those they have the Christmas party, the kids' band project at school, whatever. Well, Mike, that leads us right into our special guest that we have joining us today for the first time. Mike, we've got a guest joining us by phone.
Well, I was
That's
wondering.
Gonna be exciting.
I mean, you had told me we had a guest, but
yeah.
I didn't see anybody else in the room. I was beginning to wonder if you.
It's new technology started in 1876, I think, with Alexander Graham Bell. But we have advanced it now to the point where we can have a guest by phone on the Lifeway Worship podcast.
Cool. So make the introduction, Brother Brian, before we start.
We are thrilled today to have with us the Worship Life podcast with Mike Harland, Tom Metz. And Tom is actually the founder and developer of a cloud-based web platform for church planning called worshipplanning.com. And we are announcing today, you may have seen emails. We have a live link at lifewayworship.com, so you can link your lifewayworship.com library directly with worshipplanning.com, and Tom Metz is here to talk to us about that.
Hey, Tom, welcome to Worship Life.
Oh, thank you so much. It really is a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Tom, the thing that I think would be very great to start this with is give us the story. And it's probably a story you've told many, many times, so you can give whatever version of it is the top of your mind. But how do you go from the place of thinking about something that would be helpful to actually going and building it and now operating something like worshipplanning.com? Give us a little of the backstory about how this came to be.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. And yeah, I have told this story a few times, and I love to tell it every time. It's a situation that actually I'm sure has happened at many churches. It was happening at the church my family and I were attending back in 2003, just north of where I am right now, up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I served on the production team. I helped with creating the slides for the lyrics that the worship band would be performing. And I was given a list of what the music was, what the set list was going to be. Usually a few days before, and I'd spend a couple of evenings getting the slides all ready. I'd show up early for church for the band to do the run-through, and they would start singing the songs, and they wouldn't match any of the slides I had come up with, right? So,
yeah, all of our audience, all of our collective audience just rolled their eyes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so, this happened once or twice, and I would go up and talk to the worship leader and say, what happened here? I got the email, and they said, well, yeah, but then we sent an email out on Thursday. Did you get that one? I said, no, I don't think so. Oh, and then there was another one on Friday where we changed something else. Did you get that one?
Oh,
and
me.
I said, no, I didn't. And
yep.
So this happened a number of times, but if the communication piece is not there, then it results in a little bit more stressful Sunday morning than what really needs to be. And that's obviously not just for the worship team, but, the production team, and then you've got other ministries that are dependent on, some of that information being given to them earlier on in the week. So I just created, this was, 2003, so the web is just starting to get popular. I create, this was before like Google Docs and all those online resources that, yep. that are out there. I created a real basic website where our worship team could log in and basically just fill in a form, putting in some of the music that they were going to be doing and upload the slides that we had, because we had one set mm-hmm. of slides that we used for each song, and upload those, and it would get stored up on the website. And then the instructions were, hey, if you change anything, just change it up there.
Yeah.
That way we can, everyone can know where it is. And the musicians got into looking up there as well. So instead of relying on an email, they were all looking to a single place where the I'll call it the source of truth, where the true plans were. And after this was running for a few weeks, I'd created it and was running for a few weeks. Our worship leader said, you know, you really should consider making this available for other churches as well. And it was early enough on that the architecture of the database could be changed so that it could be what's known as multi-tenant, you know, so yeah. that multiple churches can use it. And that was just, you know, that was 2003. So it was just basic worship flow details. But since then, I guess it was a year later, after I'd added more functionality into it that I thought would be helpful for other churches, not just ours. It went live, and just a quick funny story. It went live for anyone that wanted to sign up for it. I'd run an ad in, I think it was Church Executive. Hmm. That was the same week that our first child was born. My son was born. And I decided I was going to take the week off because I could, because to spend time with my son, but yeah. also to man the phones for when the flood of calls came in for this product that we put out there. And the humbling experience for me was that we got two phone calls that week, and one of them was a wrong number. So
nice.
2003 was early for this type of idea. I think other more technologically advanced markets were starting to embrace the idea of cloud applications, but it was pretty early on for many markets, including the church market. But since then, it's increased in the functionality that's been added. It's now something that non-worship teams, but, you know, other yeah. Sunday morning ministries can use. And so it's just been a real blessing every step of the way.
So, Tom, you were just a person that was part of a worship ministry. And I guess the old adage, necessity is the mother of invention, is kind of the story of worshipplanning.com. There was a need. And I assume that you brought to this, is this like your area of career preparation that you've made, this area of tech development or programming? Is that kind of your sweet spot, or did you get on a learning curve to build this tool?
I guess I've always been interested in writing programs and writing code for computers. My degree is actually in mechanical engineering, so nothing really related. But I'd been involved in technology for many years prior to writing this, I guess. And I will say, so I coded the first few versions of worship planning, but then hired people that were much smarter than me at writing code like this, and they've taken it way beyond what my capabilities would be. So I got just enough, I was able to scrape just enough together to get a version out there that was beneficial to churches, but it's well beyond that now.
Well, Tom, I love your story, and you know, thank you for being one of those people that had stepped into the worship ministry of your church to assist, and then as you were serving, came something that would shape your life. I mean, can you imagine the first time they asked you to fulfill the role that you were filling? You would have had no clue that God was going to use this experience to shape how you would spend your resources and your talent in the years ahead. That's an amazing part of the story, isn't it?
Well, it's and like I said, I feel blessed every day with the opportunity to do this, and I just feel blessed that God gave me a little bit of discernment to catch that door opening a little bit, because he knows that I have a hard time seeing those doors of opportunity, every one of them. I think that's something we all struggle with. And that's probably my biggest prayer from day to day, is just trying to discern what doors he is opening up in front of us.
I always like to make as much application spiritually as I can in my own life. But here's the thought that your story reminds me of, is that sometimes God leads those next steps when we take the steps that are right in front of us now. You know, the simple step of being faithful to fulfill a responsibility there in your local church in ministry would lead you to the next. And the cliche way that I always say this is God won't lead you to next until you're serving him in the now. And when you serve him in the now is where is that place where you find next. And yet many times in my life, and I've talked to people a lot that have the same tendency, we will spend a lot of our energy thinking about next all the time. And we should think about next. But if we're not paying attention to now, we will miss many of the next that God has for us. And your story is reminiscent of that. So that's the beginning of worship planning. Now the business term that comes to mind is the word scale. So at some point, this began to take off and you began to create something that began to serve a lot of churches. So talk a little bit about that experience of watching this thing that you created to help one ministry now come to a place where it's partnering with somebody like Lifeway to help many ministries. Talk us through that.
I, again, thankful for the churches that have subscribed and provided just amazing feedback on how to shape it. And it's, I feel like it was God speaking through those churches, much, I guess, in the same way he spoke through that worship leader when, at the point of origin of the idea. It's churches that provide great feedback pretty much on a daily basis to us saying, hey, you know, it would be great if it really helped, if it could do this or if it could do that. And then hearing, getting to talk with these churches and hear some of the backstory as to why that is, that's just an amazing experience for all of us that that you know interface with customers.
Yes, it's true.
So, again, a humbling experience that we get to help churches in some small way with being a little bit better organized so that they can focus in on their ministry and not the administrative part of their ministry. We're all on the side of expanding God's kingdom. And that's just the most exciting and the most meaningful. You know, I've had careers before that I've enjoyed and been able to find meaning in what I was doing. But this one, I feel like the meaning is just an order of magnitude greater because I feel like it's doing truly kingdom work.
That's great.
That's what I'm hoping.
So, Tom, I don't know if you made this connection or not or realized this or not. You may have already known this, but Brian Brown, he's my co-host here of Worship Life Podcast, and he's that cheerful voice that welcomes us in.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's
Thank
beautiful.
You,
it's a smiling voice.
Melodic, I thought you might add.
Some people think that this is all Brian does at Lifeway Worship because he's so good at it, but he wears many hats, and one of those hats is Brian is the business leader for LifewayWorship.com, which is our website, as you know, Tom, that is the congregational resources that we make for churches. And we're just thrilled how many churches are using it every week and excited about and a lot of the things you say about your experience with worshipplanning.com is a lot of our experience with LifewayWorship.com. I'd love to hear you two guys talk about these two tools working together. And how a LifewayWorship.com customer benefits from worshipplanning.com. That'd be an interesting conversation. I'd love to hear you talk about it.
We've been talking for quite a long time about trying to make this connection happen between LifewayWorship.com and worshipplanning.com. And we're excited to announce by the time this podcast airs, that link will be up and live and working for churches. So if you haven't already gone there, we've tried to reach out to you through our various methods of communication here at Lifeway Worship. But if you haven't gone there, you can go to lifewayworship.com and you can very, very easily link with the worshipplanning.com tool. And so we're excited to announce that to the listeners of the Worship Life podcast. But Tom, talk about some of the ways I'd love for you to talk about for those who use lifewayworship.com, use our site to download charts, tracks, and all those kinds of things. What is it that importing their music libraries into worshipplanning.com, how is that going to help them week to week, day to day in their job as a minister of music? What kind of features and functionality can they expect from your site?
Okay. So early on, I mentioned that we uploaded the PowerPoint files of the lyrics that were being shared. And that I found was pretty important because not just planning the worship flow is an important thing in communicating out to your team members, but also being able to get a hold of the assets that they need to prepare. So not just, hey, what songs are we doing, but additional information like what key, what's the song flow going to be, and then you know the charts and music that they would actually need in order to rehearse it is key. And that's one thing that we as a service provider are not allowed to provide, but we can integrate with content providers like Lifeway Worship in order to help aggregate and bring all of that information into a single place so that when a worship leader is planning the flow, they can find a song that they want in their own worship, in their own library and worship planning, and then include charts and music and possibly even MP3s if they're allowed to share those or they have a rehearsal license or something, all right there so that when team members log in, they're looking at the worship flow, they can download the music they need to rehearse for serving on Sunday. Our integration with Lifeway Worship is going to allow worship leaders to find the songs that that aren't in their worship planning library already, find them in Lifeway Worship, and you know purchase them, and then I believe it's just you know clicking a button or two to get them ported over to their worship planning account, so that that information will be available to their team members for rehearsal and preparation for Sunday. So it's prior to that, I think it involved you know a multi-step process. That just slows you down with administrative overhead when you really want to just quickly get it done so that you can focus on your ministry. And that, I think, is the power of this integration, just opening up the library that your church has in worship planning to the vastness of the Lifeway Worship Library.
Yeah, and Tom, we've made it on our end as easy as we can for the minister of music. He can send one part over, just the chart, just a track, or he can send all the parts over for any given song. It's just a one-button click to link the sites together in the first place, and then you can decide song by song and even asset by asset. What do you want to send out? All the assets associated with a song, if you have charts, tracks, lead sheets, whatever. Or maybe you've just, at Lifeway Worship, you've just added an additional piece, and you only need to send that. Everything else is already in worshipplanning.com. So you can choose the individual parts and pieces you want to send over to worship planning, those that may be not there, or you can send the entire song. And so we try to make it as easy as possible for the minister of music to take whatever he's accumulated in his musical library at lifewayworship.com and easily send those assets over to worship planning. And I'm so happy with how smooth the link is. You guys created an API and then worked directly with our own programmers here at Lifeway Worship to just make it as simple as possible. And the link works great. Send the charts back and forth. It's very, very simple, very intuitive. You can always call our reps at 1-800-436-3869, and the Lifeway Worship technical support reps will be happy to help anybody that has any problem. But Tom, we found it to be so intuitive that I think most guys are going to be able to pick up on it really, really quickly and very quickly and very easily get their products over to the worship planning software that you guys have developed. And I'm just really excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, it sounds like a very smooth process. And the cool thing is, once a worship leader gets that music in their worship planning library, anytime they add that song, so let's say they poured over some of the assets for 10,000 reasons, anytime in the future they add that song to a worship lineup and worship flow, all the assets that came over from Lifeway Worship are just there. Yeah. So it's not like every time they're having to go and make sure they add these files in there for their worship team to be able to log in and download. No, they're just automatically there. So if their worship team needs it, it's there for them to be able to get to because of the fact that it's in the schedule for the upcoming service.
That's so great, Tom and Mike again. And I'm really excited because I want to speak just a little bit with Brian and Tom here to our listener about why tools like this are so important for you to have. And we've talked kind of around this as we've been discussing this new connection between worshipplanning.com and lifewayworship.com. But in worship leadership, there are some weighty, heavy, serious things that a worship leader is thinking about. And hopefully a worship leader can really focus in spiritually as a leader and be able to center in on some of the most important aspects of what worship leaders worship leadership's about, where they can be sensitive to maybe what God is doing and what how worship is happening among their people, and they can lead spiritually. Well, I want to tell you, the leader that's standing in front of a congregation who's not sure that his band has the right chart, who doesn't have the confidence that the PowerPoint is right, that who's not sure that everybody, all the singers, got the right arrangement, or unsure if everybody's in the right place and prepared with the same chart, et cetera, et cetera. That leader, when he stands to lead worship, will not be able to lead with confidence. His effectiveness as a worship leader is compromised because there are details that he is carrying in his mind that will compromise his ability to lead with confidence. Enter a tool like worshipplanning.com along with lifewayworship.com chart. We spend so much energy making sure our charts are right, that they don't have mistakes in them, that they're accurate, that they're well designed and playable and singable. We really, really deeply care about all of those attributes of our music that we provide. Worshipplanning.com becomes then a place where this can be disseminated and organized in a way that multiple users can access it and have access to it. When that team goes out on Sunday morning, they're not worried about – there's a whole list of things they could be concerned about they don't have to worry about, and they can have confidence. And the leader that leads best is the one that can bring their confidence with all the musical nuances and variables that can be in play, and bring their best spiritual self to the worship leadership moment instead of being scared to death that something's not right with the system. So that's why I think tools like worshipplanning.com is so important.
100% agree.
So, Tom, we're going to wrap it up. We've kind of kept you a good little while, and I'm so grateful for your time today. But help us. What would be the best way? We're talking to somebody out there that is not familiar with worshipplanning.com. We're not necessarily just wanting to turn the next couple of minutes into a commercial, but we do want people to know how they can find out more information and how they can become part of the community that uses worshipplanning.com and take advantage of all the resources that are available there. Give us that direction. What's the easiest thing they can do?
Sure. So the easiest thing is to go to our website, worshipplanning.com. And on there, you'll find, you know, a lot of great information, a little explainer video we have that is a fun animation you may be able to identify with, and then lots of information about the various functionality that we have. We've really designed worship planning to kind of power up your current process of planning, so not require you to completely scrap the way you do things and start fresh. You can just, you know, adopt the functionality of worship planning into your current process. It's subscription-based, so it's a monthly fee, but we're constantly rolling out updates, and we host everything and allow you to, you know, send emails and text message notifications from worship planning. So there's a recurring fee that happens, but that's to cover the costs of all the new functionality that we're adding. And for Lifeway Worship, we actually have a special promo code set up that actually gives you a 45-day account for free. And the promo code is just LWW45, so LWW45, and that'll give you a 45-day free trial. You can sign up for that, no credit card required. It's just a couple of fields. You fill in your name and your email address, and you'll be off to the races. And we also are happy to provide training. We do webinars and have lots of video resources online, and then we provide telephone support as well. So if any of your anyone has any trouble with getting started or has questions about certain things, whether they've signed up or not, they can give us a call. Our phone number is clearly on the site, and we're delighted to talk to folks, honestly.
And we'll put the links into this podcast release so people can easily get to your website and have the information there at their hands. Tom, thank you so much. I'm excited about Lifeway Worship and Worship Planning working together to serve churches. That's what it's all about, and we're grateful for the work that God's done in your life, for that day now 15 years ago when this light went off for you, and the many, many churches that have been helped since then. And we're very grateful that we're going to be doing this together in the next season. So best wishes. Thank you so much for partnering with us. And we want Lifeway Worship to be a blessing to you as well.
Well, Mike and Brian, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to be here. And my prayer is that somehow this will be helpful to some church out there. That's all we hope for.
God bless you. Thank you, Tom. Well, Mike, we've completed our first phone call interview here.
Very first time
at worshiplife.com.
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well.
Some technical things. I'm glad our viewers couldn't see, but it went well. And Tom has created such a wonderful product, and so glad to have him on the air here. And thanks to Tim, our producer and engineer, for helping us work out that detail. We could have Tom join us by phone. We'd love to hear from you. Please keep writing us, worship@lifeway.com. We've gotten some fantastic emails from you just in the past week, Mike. We've had two or three people write in with great stories we'll be sharing on some future podcasts. Let us know how we can pray for you. As a Lifeway Worship team, we love to pray for you specifically for your church. Review and rate the podcast so others can join this conversation about worship.
Brian,
yes, Mike.
I'm feeling generous.
Yo, come on. Another giveaway?
Well,
if you hang until the end of the podcast.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
There you go.
So here's what I want to do. If someone will write into our program, and you can write to us, just write to worship@lifeway.com.
Right.
That comes straight to our team. And if you will sign up for that free 45 days with worshipplanning.com, Brian, I'm going to put this on you. This is unrehearsed. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Let's give that person that's trying worshipplanning.com, let's reward them with some free downloads from lifewayworship.com.
Yeah, we can do that. Absolutely.
So if you'll write to us and say, hey, I want to try worshipplanning.com, if you'll write to us and tell us, we will write you back with a code that will give you access to some free songs from Lifeway Worship to make your trial even more meaningful for you. How's that?
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, like Mike said, just reference this podcast about worshipplanning.com, and we'll get a code out to you for some free downloads at lifewayworship.com. And, of course, you're getting 45 days free at the website worshipplanning.com as well, so that's going to be fantastic news. So, see, it pays to stick around to the end.
It pays.
Of the Worship
and
Life
by
podcast.
The way, I want to compliment our audience a little bit, because we've recently been giving away Worship Essentials, the new book that B&H released that I'd written, and we've been asking listeners to write in response, and we've been picking the responses, and I've been signing books and sending them out to Worship Life podcast listeners because they are responding to these giveaways.
Absolutely.
What's that tell us about our audience?
Well, they like free stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think it means they're frugal, Mike,
yeah,
especially around this holiday season. Listen, thanks so much for joining us today on the Worship Life podcast with Mike Harlan. Until next time, this is Brian Brown saying thanks for joining us, and we'll be back together to talk about worship again very soon.